11,000 at 9. Okay, stand by for pitch over. Oh, are we coming in? Oh, baby.
Commander Cernan and I collected a rock that was specifically for the purpose of museums in the countries of the world.
This is an incredible symbol of human endeavor, that humans go to another celestial body and pick up something and bring it back.
It feels good. 40 feet, going out at 3.
Between 1969 and 1972, 12 men did something no one could ever have imagined. They went to the moon. Known as the Apollo missions, they brought back pieces of it for scientific study. NASA gave just one of those pieces as a special gift to the Natural History Museum. I met up with Sarah Russell, the museum's head of mineral and planetary sciences, to see it.
When I was a child, I was really inspired by the Apollo missions, and I think that's why I became a scientist, and now I study moon rocks.
The moon rock treasure is protected inside a clear acrylic ball mounted on a wooden plaque above a Union Jack.
It says the flag of your nation was carried to the moon aboard spacecraft America during the Apollo 17 mission. This is special because this is a rock from the moon. It's one of very, very few that we have on Earth. It's about the size of a thumbnail, quite irregular in shape. It's a crystalline rock, and you can see the individual crystals glinting in the light. But overall, it's very dark in colour. It's almost black. And when you look up to the moon, you can see that it's mostly light grey, but it has big circles of dark material made up of a rock called basalt, which is dark. So I can see already that this is actually a piece of the basaltic moon. All of the Apollo material is owned by the US government, except the pieces that were given as these goodwill rocks. That's the only Apollo rock that we actually own.
Last night, I noticed a small piece missing from the moon.
We got a beautiful picture of you guys up down there.
Not a big piece. Just a small piece.
I've never put a flag up in the moon before. What? Pull that in.
Although small, the rock represents a huge achievement. It was collected by the only professional scientist to reach the moon, the geologist Harrison Schmitt, during the last mission, Apollo 17. He trained all the other astronauts how to collect moon rock.
The main thing we had to do is get used to observing nature rather than aircraft instruments and aircraft performance. The field training for the astronauts was primarily focused on teaching them, one, how to view the generalities of nature, and then, two, how to pick up the anomalies that you might not expect.
There is orange soil. Hey, it is! I can see it from here. It's orange. Wait, let me put my visor up. It's still orange. Sure it is. Crazy.
It turns out that orange soil was made up of little tiny beads of volcanic glass. There had been eruptions on the moon that had produced this soil, and that has turned out to be important samples for understanding the origin of the moon.
The evidence from the lunar rocks really pointed to a very clear model of how the moon formed. And what we think happened was that in its early history, the Earth was hit by a planet that was the size of Mars. It melted most of the Earth, and material spiraled out, and basically the spray from this impact then coalesced and eventually formed the moon.
All right, this is a neat way to travel. Isn't it great?
The astronauts had to adapt to their new low-gravity environment, even learning new ways of walking.
I learned to move quite quickly over the surface by using a cross-country skiing technique that I had learned when I was a student in Norway.
I saw a video of you doing that skiing motion while singing at the same time.
It shows you that, we were having a good time when you end up bursting out in song.
I was strolling on the moon one day in a merry, merry month of December. Now, May, when much to my surprise, a pair of bunny eyes
It was a lot of work. He worked for 7 to 8 hours in a pressurized spacesuit, and you know you've had a good day's work. But it also was very enjoyable. Being in 1/6 gravity is like walking on a giant trampoline.
Copy that.
Before we went to the moon, we didn't really have a very clear idea of what it was. So much so that although bits of the moon do come to the Earth as meteorites, at that time they just weren't recognized as being pieces of the moon because we really didn't know what a piece of the moon would look like. Only after the Apollo missions had shown us what moon material looks like, then we realized that actually the Earth is being showered with pieces of the moon, and they fall to the Earth as moon rocks, so they give us an idea of the wide geological history of the moon.
Our fascination for the moon is still strong, enough to lure people like these amateur astronomers out on a cold night in Guildford.
I'm in the Astronomical Society, and we have our own huge telescope. And when we take visitors out there, looking at the craters on the moon, and you can see over the top of that crater going down into the bottom, when you can see that so clear, so in front of you, that is a wow moment for everyone.
Do you want to have a look through and tell me what you can see?
Okay, yes, please.
You're going to have to get up on that step ladder because it's actually quite tall, and you're not.
It's very bumpy and got lots of craters on it.
And what do you like about the moon?
That it's the only thing that man's ever got to that's not our own planet.
And do you think that's exciting?
Yes, very.
Do you know how many people have been on the moon?
Well, I know that 12 American astronauts have gone from the 1960s to 1972.
You know everything.
It's my great privilege to be there, and people should realize that the importance of lunar exploration has not diminished, because the moon is the library, if you will, of the history of the inner solar system.
The scientist in me wants to smash it to pieces and dissolve it and find out what it's made of. But, you know, the human in me wants me to be able to show it to school children and say, look, this is actually a piece of the moon.
And you'd like to keep your job as well.
Yeah, right. Yes. I do vaguely recall some of the later landings. And what I remember about it was that there was this buzz of excitement about the Apollo missions. And it was the first time that I'd seen adults be excited about something, and that really made a big impact on me. It shows that humans have this spirit of discovery and exploration and always want to get to the next frontier and learn more. So I think it's an incredible symbol for us, and I think it's very inspiring.
Well, I think all of us, and I will speak for myself only, noticed the moon more than we ever did before, having been there. And with the death of Neil Armstrong and the memories that we have of him and a full moon to look at, I think has reinforced all of our feelings for what we have done.
Okay, and if you guys say farewell to the moon, we're looking at the Earth down here. Will you guys return pretty soon? Okay.
This is Gene, and I'm on the surface. We leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return. With peace and in hope for all mankind. Godspeed to crew of Apollo 17.
To see the moon rock and other icons that have propelled our knowledge of the natural world, visit the Treasures Gallery at the Natural History Museum.